Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a most amazing story about the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe. He had a chassid who was one of his very, very first chassidim, someone that got attracted to the Alter Rebbe when he was just barely getting started with the philosophy of Chabad. And this chassid remained loyal to the Alter Rebbe, and he became a very, very close chassid. Well, the Alter Rebbe would sometimes ask him to give money because it costs money to spread Chassidus and to build shuls and to publish Sfarim, Tanya, etc. And this Chassid would always be so happy when the Alter Rebbe asked him to give money for tzedakah, and he gave a lot. The Alter Rebbe sometimes would ask him to give a certain amount and he would always give it. And the system was that the Alter Rebbe sent a messenger and said to this chassid, please give this amount. And then, sometime later, another messenger would come to pick up the money. And the chassid would always be very happy to give the money. He was a successful businessman, and he was very, very happy that he was helping the Alter Rebbe in his mission to spread chassidus and to bring the geula. As we know that Baal Shem Tov said that it was very important, as Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov, to spread the wellsprings of these teachings to the outside. And that's what all the Rebbeim did and continue to do till this day. So, one time, the Alter Rebbe sent a messenger to this chassid and asked for a certain amount of money. But unfortunately, the business of this chassid had gone down, and he didn't have the money. And he was very pained from the fact that he didn't have the money that the Alter Rebbe was asking for. And his wife saw that he was very pained, and she decided to do something about it. So she took her jewelry, and she sold it. And the coins that she got from the jewelry, she actually shined them up. She worked very hard. She rubbed them with sand to get all the schmutz off. And then she made them very, very shiny. She put them in a bag. She said to her husband, here, I sold my jewelry, and I got these coins, and you take these coins and send them to the Alter Rebbe so that you won't be so pained by not being able to give the Alter Rebbe the money that he asked for. You'll be able to give him what he wants. So the chassid was very, very happy. But he said, I'm not going to wait for the second messenger. Usually I wait for the second messenger and then I give him the money. But this time I'm not going to do that, because since we don't have money, therefore maybe I'll be tempted to spend this money and there won't be enough money for the Alter Rebbe. So instead I'm going to bring it right away to the Alter Rebbe and give him the money. And the wife said, that's fine. So the chassid went and traveled to the Alter Rebbe. He came into Yechidus with the Alter Rebbe, private audience. And he put down the money on the Alter Rebbe's table. The Alter Rebbe told him to open up the bag and dump out the money. He opened up the bag, dumped out the money. And it was amazing. The money sparkled and shone in a miraculous way. The Alter Rebbe went into a dveikus, a state of dveikus, which means very, very, very deep meditation. And he said that this pile of coins had a very special quality to it because of the very special dedication of his wife, who didn't want her husband to be pained by not having the money with the Alter Rebbe, and she went and sold her jewelry and she shined up the coins. And the Alter Rebbe said that this would bring tremendous bracha to the chassid. He would regain all of his money that he lost. He would be very, very wealthy, and he would live to a very, very long life. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Chassid remained very rich, and he was able to help the Alter Rebbe very, very much in all of his projects. And he lived to 110 years old. We see from the story the great value, not only of giving money for tzedakah, but giving it with real joy, and giving it even when it's hard. And this is really the kind of simcha that we should have with all of the mitzvahs. That every time we do a mitzvah, it's really an opportunity to bring Hashem's presence into our world, and to host Hashem in our mind, in our heart, in our deeds, and to bring Hashem into this world and make this world a dear Elohim's Baruch B'tachtainim, a dwelling place for Hashem here in this lower realm. And in this way, we will certainly get rid of all the darkness of our world, all the terrorists and all the enemies, and we'll transform the entire world into a dwelling place for Hashem. May it happen immediately, especially with your extra learning of Torah, your extra mitzvahs, and very, very quickly, we will have the Geula. May it come immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.